This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, comedian Mark Chalifoux, new math and AI. It's all on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I'll get that. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Cause I gotta tell them.
Hello?
Hey, this is Nick Nolte calling.
Oh, boy. Hey, Nick. Hi, Nick.
How you guys doing this
We are
morning?
Great.
You got a big queer talk going on there about clothes dryers and dishwashers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, no. Nick, my pants are soaking wet.
Yeah,
I spilled tea on them. They're drying
about
over in the corner.
I know. Listen, I can solve your problem if you queers would listen to what I've been trying to tell you for all these years.
Queers.
You replace the damn dishwasher in there to clean the coffee cups with the clothes dryer. That way you cut out the middleman. Who needs coffee when you get in the damn dryer in the morning? How many times do I have to tell you that? It wakes you up just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in there right now. Hold on just a second.
All right.
I got to turn, get in. Got all for you guys. Jeez. Oh, man. Oh, there we go.
Feel refreshed, do you, Nick?
I feel a lot better
now.
Well,
you can really pop right in there, can't you? And then jump right out.
Nick, can you dry coffee cups in the dryer?
No, hell no. You don't, hey, Bob, you don't need to have coffee. You see, that's the point. You jump in the
but
dryer. Who needs a damn coffee?
Coffee's a treat. I don't use it to wake up. I like it because it tastes good.
Well, aren't you fancy? Aren't you a fancy Dan? Holy.
Mr.
Yes,
fancy.
I am fancy.
Aren't you fancy?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Hello, Tom. We have a special guest.
Hello, Chick McGee. Hello, Mark Chalifoux.
Hi.
Comedian. A resident of Cincinnati, Ohio. A man with three daughters. One wife, I'm getting all this right, and the daughters are fairly young, preteen. Am I getting this all correct?
Yep, you're crushing it so far.
And let's see, do they all go to the same school?
No, the littlest one is in preschool, so she only does like the half days at a different spot.
That is fun.
I love it.
At least there's one that I can still hang out with for a few hours before the others get off the bus and ruin the rest of my afternoons. So get a little bit of fun in there.
Mm-hmm. Did you help them with their homework?
I've tried to. The oldest is too smart for me. She's taking advanced math, and I tapped out on advanced math many years ago, so I have to have AI help her with her homework. That is a job I did not anticipate losing to AI, but it's helped on that front.
Wait a minute. I didn't know about this. I need to learn.
There you go.
Yeah, ChatGPT was helping her with her algebra. She would ask me how to do something, and I would just kind of do it on my laptop, and then look very smart for like 2 minutes until she had a follow-up question, and then I had to disappear to another room again.
This interests me because my dad for a while was a math teacher.
No kidding.
And I always did very, very well in math. I don't believe in too many conspiracy theories, but I do believe in the world of math, they change the way you're supposed to do it about every 10 years. So that no matter how old you are, every parent goes, wait a second, aren't you supposed to put the number up here? And then they slap you and no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't carry the one? What the?
You're getting slapped at your math class?
Oh, it's unbelievable. All right. They keep changing it. It's incredibly confusing.
And I do have respect for all of those teachers. I volunteer in the classrooms sometimes. I do remember my daughter's first grade teacher, though, one day she told me, she's like, as much as I'm teaching these kids, I think they teach me more. And I'm like, well, then you messed up, clearly, at that point. Like, yeah. There's your job. Yeah. The only thing you're learning from my first grader is probably deeply personal family gossip. You know, like, they're toddler TMZs at that age. That's all you're getting from them.
Oh, yeah. And these days, most kids under 12 are probably better drivers than the average person out there. I am so sick of the world.
Oh, no.
What? What
happened now?
Oh, a guy just got T-boned right in front of me the other day.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
The light was green. He was all in the right. And, you know, this light's been green for quite some time. He pulls out. Bam!
Jeez.
Thanks, fellow drivers. Pay attention. I'm sorry. Don't get me off on that. Let's go back to the news.
How did they change math? I thought math was a finite concept.
I'm not joking.
I know
they had
do.
New math for a while. Right. And then
they got a new math.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah, everything's different.
I started really losing interest in math when they started making you show your work.
Yeah.
Like, did I get it right or not? Who cares how I did it?
I do it in my head a lot. And you're right.
I hate that.
Well, I think it's because with calculators as accessible as they are today.
I know, and I loved it. And I couldn't just write, I used a calculator.
If you just joined us, we talked about this couple being caught in what they called an unnatural act in front of a Wendy's in Clearwater, Florida.
Now, what was unnatural about it?
The 53-year-old woman allegedly bottomless on her right side with her buttocks facing her 29-year-old partner. First of all, congratulations.
Nicely done, ma'am.
Yeah. Nicely done is right. Who had his pants down and was in a turgid state as he repeatedly engaged with the female suspect. That is the official cop report.
Hmm. So, yeah, that is poetic.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the police officers for keeping it somewhat sophisticated.
Yes.
For what might be considered something of a vulgar act in front of a Wendy's.
Yeah, it's more of a White Castle thing for sure. Get it to the Love Castle.
I love my White Castles.
Mm. I'm trying to find this story to see if they have a
picture. You don't want to see. Play
oh, really?
The song, please.
Is it rough? Go ahead, Pat. Play the song.
Okay. This is a tribute to Little Barry Manilow on acoustic guitar. Maybe it was man and wife banging in the bright sunlight. There's a naked ass galling her haunches off Highway 19. His folks were eating their lunches at a Wendy's. He came and he gave her a pounding right outside a Wendy's. He was making bacon and ate her.
Baconator, that's
folks
a sandwich.
Folks were eating their fries at a Wendy's. Thanks, Tom, for clarifying.
Very nice.
The Baconator. Oh, that's great.
Baconator.
You know, this will be hard for many to believe. I've never had a Baconator.
I haven't either.
But I've heard rave reviews.
Really?
Yes. Maybe today's the day.
Today's the day for the Baconator? All right. All
maybe.
Right. Now, a corollary, if you will. I found this article. U.S. cities where people engage in the most public sex.
Huh. All right.
They keep stats for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Florida has to be right up
it's
there.
It's got to be in the
people
top five.
People are crazy. The weather's warm.
Right. Yeah, Minnesota, you probably wouldn't.
No.
Not a ton.
I would never have guessed. Pat, congratulations to you. You're home. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Sacramento, California, the two cities where people have the most public sex.
No.
Followed by Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. On the Liberty Bell.
In the top, by the way, in the top five, Louisville, Kentucky.
Way to go, Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Now, the other end of the spectrum, the least public sex, New York, New York.
That's shocking.
That's a lie.
They don't have a Wendy's there. That's what it is.
Now,
are these people who get caught? People who get away with it?
Yeah, I think maybe it's happening so much in New York City.
This is based on survey answers. Now, here we go. I'm going to survey you guys here. The most common places in public where people have intimate relations.
Parks.
If in your car counts, then I would say that.
Very good. Josh wins. Parked car, 95%.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense, I guess. Sure.
To me, that's not... I mean, I guess technically public, but I'm thinking outside.
I'm with you. That's not public. I'm thinking outside, too. In front of a Wendy's.
This is about to get worse. 50% in a wooded area.
Yeah, park. Yeah.
Works. Oh, you got to put a blanket down.
This one's somewhat disturbing. 45% in a moving car.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
It's always good.
Yeah.
You think so?
Sure.
Yes. Tom, you've never had... Never
in a
fun.
Moving car?
Well, yes.
I mean, do you think if you think texting while driving is bad,
it's not.
They may mean that you know, two people in the back seat. Well,
no, there's a guy driving and a woman servicing.
Oh, boy, right. Oh,
yeah. That seems highly dangerous.
A mouth hug. It's not that. You do tend to slow down and speed up and slow down and speed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Then get on the median exit.
That's why they invented cruise control.
That's a must.
Yeah, now the cars almost drive themselves. Yep. They have that lane thing.
They're going to, what is it? What's the movie with the
World According to
Irving? Yeah.
Conclave?
John Irving.
Is it Conclave?
They're parked in the driveway.
Yeah. The John Irving. Yeah.
Conclave.
That was a shocking scene in Conclave.
Yeah. You guys.
That would have made it a much better movie.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Public park, 40%.
Public park would have been what I would have guessed.
And then they did, this is interesting. As part of the survey, they asked people what unusual places had they had intimate relations in.
Nostril.
They meant location.
I said
thank you. That's perfectly valid. The number one answer, in Tampa, Florida, at a Taco Bell. So we have Taco Bell's second encounter today. At an indoor mini golf.
Huh. That's bold. What's par for this hole? Thank you. Thanks very much.
Indoor mini golf.
Maybe it's the one with the black lights where it's real dark. That's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Cosmic bowling. Right, I bet it happens all the time at cosmic bowling.
Or the tunnel.
You ever cosmic bowl?
Go to putt-putt, put it in the butt-butt.
I'd like to apologize to our guest. I can't. This is so vulgar.
Mark wrote that down and handed it to me to say.
Just passed it right along so I don't have to take the heat from it.
Now, see, this one's dangerous.
What is that?
San Francisco, California, downtown on the sidewalk. You could run into human feces.
Every time.
Downtown San Francisco.
Every time. Bad teeth, and there's poop all over San Francisco.
I've been told. If you're going to San Francisco.
Wear galoshes on your feet. Here's a good one. This would be...
This sounds like you would enjoy it.
Yeah, but there's a problem with this one.
Oh.
On a jet ski out in the lake.
Yes.
The problem is there's twofold. For those of you familiar with jet skis and watercraft, it's going to be a little tricky. But also, people can see you. There's no hiding anything.
If she's sitting in front of you.
Right, there's a way to make it look like you are just sitting there.
That'd be rough. And then, of course, the sound. You know, have you ever been... as a fisherman, I'm sure you know this. You can hear people talking in a boat, and they're half a mile away.
Yeah, that is true. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that. Your life is good enough on a jet ski, you know? You don't need sex. If you're at Wendy's, yeah, your life is bad. You need the sex there, but not on the jet ski.
See, jet skis to me are the slinky of boating.
Really?
Yes, I love boating. I love sailing. I love motor boats. I love big boats. I love small boats. But and a jet ski's fun for 20 minutes.
You like big boats and cannot lie.
Yeah, but I mean, you're in the just, yeah.
Oh, no, it's fun.
I love them too.
It's like a motorcycle on the sea.
Yeah, then but there's nothing to do after about 15 minutes, and then it's.
Oh.
Well, I had one. I owned a jet ski.
I have two.
I have two.
That's right.
Josh owns one right now, don't you?
They're amazing.
Yeah.
It's like a slinky. Moments of fun. Nope. It goes down the steps.
We can tube with them, and we can do a bunch of stuff with them.
Yeah, they're fun.
Go off by yourself and just,
especially at like 6:30 in the morning.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time.
It's glass. It's glass out there. Glass, I say.
It's like glass.
So this guy's getting ass in the glass.
What guy?
I don't know what you're doing now, but you're on your own.
No, I want to party with that guy.
Ass in a glass.
Oh, I heard you.
Yeah, we
okay, or could got be, it. Could be cash in the glass. Either one, probably illegal. I mean, public place and all. Well, you're welcome. That's... unnatural acts.
Have you ever had sex in public, Tom? Huh. Oh, yeah, he does. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, it was...
That one time.
A couple years ago.
That's just a complete lie.
That's our studio last week.
What else have you got over there? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm so sorry. I we do have our guest, Mark Shelliff, who is here with us. And Mark, I know that you're a professional comedian. And do you play golf?
I do.
Oh, okay, good. Then you're familiar with Tiger Woods.
Yes.
You know Tyler Perry?
Tyler Woods. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, even at the height of his career, he would still have a swing coach. So, and this is not to say that your comedy isn't perfect, but it probably needs a little tweaking. And, and the best way to tweak is with further education.
That's right.
And that's why we bring Ace Cosby in to give you a little lesson in how to tell jokes.
Just hit the button.
Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
Hey, Chick.
Yes, Ace.
Do you know who won the net decorating contest?
I'm not sure what you're saying. The net decorating?
Neck.
The neck decorating contest. I don't know who won the neck decorating contest.
Well, it was a tie.
I want to get our guest, Mark Shelliff, who is he is the father of three girls. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your wife, I bet, is very, very busy because you're on the road a lot.
That's true. Yes.
And she's probably not listening, so I can ask you, did you get her a Valentine's Day gift yet?
I haven't yet.
You're going to be out of town. You mentioned that. I know you're going to be working.
So I'll pick a day in the future to do that. And here's the thing, though, too. It's like she's somebody that's very good about relationship stuff. Like, I remember she started wearing this new perfume once. We were talking about perfumes earlier, but it was like a lavender-scented perfume. And every time we would cross paths in the kitchen, like, I would take just that little whiff of lavender, and that would just snap me right back into husband mode from dad mode, right? And it was awesome. And then it took me about 2 weeks to learn, though, that there was no new perfume. It was the new lavender-scented trash bags we got for the kitchen. Getting catfished by Hefty, that was another Valentine's Day for me. So, again.
They're out there. I have those.
They're good. Talking about. They're good trash bags.
I'm almost not laughing because that's so funny and so true. I am not joking. I went to one of the big box stores 2 weeks ago in search of non-scented garbage bags.
Oh, you like the non-scented?
Old school. I finally found them.
Okay, good.
They're out there.
How much time did it take you?
Oh, I was buying a bunch of stuff. I bought those sticks you put in the driveway to mark where the...
The sticks, sure.
I trash my lawn. I don't like scented everything. There's too much of scents out there.
Yeah, you get to add your own scent when it's unscented. You get creative with it then at that point.
Try finding unscented soap. That's one of my pet peeves. You go to a restaurant, you come back, you've washed your hands, and you smell like French whorehouse.
I knew it was coming. Yes.
The old standard... Give me some nice unscented soap. Ivory, thank you very much.
Some would argue ivory has a scent. That soap scent.
It smells like soap, but it doesn't smell hoary.
Hoary!
Did you watch your garbage smelling like a whore?
Whore. It's whore.
A very important observation, and I appreciate that. Christy, we have time for one more quick story if you've got something of interest.
New research out there shows that being physically stronger may be linked to a greater number of sexual partners. Researchers analyzed data from more than 4,300 adults in the U.S. and discovered a clear connection between upper body strength and aspects of mating success.
No, this is a chicken and egg thing.
On average,
you have more sexual partners if you look like you're physically strong.
On average, men and women with higher upper body strength, Josh, tended to have more sexual partners over their lifetime.
They're muscly men. Women like that.
Men with stronger upper bodies were also more likely to be in committed relationships.
So this is like an evolution thing. Like thousands of years ago, the more physically fit would tend to reproduce because the woman would like to.
Exactly.
This story is essentially fit men have more sex than fat guys.
So do women. Women who invest in maintaining a higher level of physical strength.
Invest in not eating so much.
May also lead lifestyles that promote active social and sexual behaviors, too.
Just a second. What happened over there, Chick?
This irritates me. I like a snack every now and then.
Well, me too.
Thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.